They are altar servers, young people from Lesotho, the parish of St. Eugene de Mazinot in Lesotho. And they're saying, what's the word? The laborers are few. The harvest is plenty, but laborers are few.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is exactly young people. And they are altar servers themselves, so they are actually serving in the church. And there's a lot of them, I must tell you.
Yeah.
Being an altar server, I think, in Lesotho is a huge thing for these young. And this is why they are able to form a choir of about 70, 80 young people.
Wow.
Altar servers only.
In
from one parish.
One parish.
From one parish.
OMT.
Yes.
Wow.
So you see what I'm saying? And so you get these guys. You get Bainaba Stefani, who also who are from another parish, also altar servers. And so I think when young people feel that they are getting something out of the church, or if they feel that they're doing something in the church, then they are there the whole time.
Yes.
And exactly what I was saying to you. So what do you feel the young people are going to benefit from the church this year, 2018? Just from you. Yeah. I'm not saying you know you're presenting the church.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because I'm like, yo. For me personally, I think, to be honest, Khanyene, I think people who went to the Mean World with Day last year saw Guti, Kandis Baning saw as young people, Kandi Simtana Ganga Wungulungulu as well. So I think those who were there just felt the Spirit of God, so much so that even in the Far East Rand, I was having a brief conversation before I came here with one of my church members, but she's from St. Joseph in Actonville, and she was like, you know what? Because of the bond we formed, how about we try find ways to revive the young people in the Far East Rand? Because ubonile how nice and beautiful it is to serve God. So I feel ukuthi young people will benefit from the church, especially the ones who came back from the Mini World with Day, just to spread the love God gave them to other people, just to bear witness in terms of how they benefited from the Mean World with Day. I believe strongly with Sisingabantu, we shouldn't withhold information, or we shouldn't withhold the blessings God has given us.
Yes.
And I always say, when they ask me anything pertaining my life, my career, my faith, I always say, to use your love or your passion for a certain thing or field, or your talent to serve God.
Yeah.
God didn't give you a talent for yourself. I mean, I also love the statement that I read on Facebook, imagine, where they were like, you know, even nature is not existing for itself. Like, the sun doesn't shine for itself.
Mm.
It shines for everyone. The rain doesn't rain for itself, but it's for everyone so that we can get food and drink and water. The trees provide shelter, not for itself, but for living beings, you know. So now your talent, it's not for yourself. It's for other people to benefit from. And I mean, as a young person, I knew when, from an early age, my passion is writing. It's to tell stories. And I used that, you know, to form our Catholic journey. I didn't know it was going to get the platform it's getting from Radio Veritas and other recognition it does. I didn't know. All I did was, I want to serve you, God, using my passion and my talent. And I just want to say, but God does exist in the Catholic Church. You don't have to look for him in attending or ever. Not that it's a bad thing to go out and find him there, but I think, don't search for a God who exists in the church. So what can I do to say, God, use my passion for writing to tell the story?
But you know, it's a question of, I want to feel happy when I feel good. I want to feel happy, and I want to, it shouldn't be boring.
Yeah, you shouldn't make it boring. I think our church has become more lenient, and I feel it has become more lenient. I mean, I remember when we had a certain priest, Saint Nicholas Davidson, bangazwane sgubu at all. So as young people, we like feeling the vibe, the energy, the dancing.
That's exactly what I mean.
You know, bangazwane besimhlula, you know. But as the other priest came to our church, they accepted, okay, this is how the church, young people like worshipping. And they accepted, they accepted some young people to sing, they accepted to go in front of the altar and dance. So I feel the more lenient some priests and PPC members are towards young people, the more they will see the reception of young people participating. Because as Katina Sningi, a lot of young people don't feel like they have a role to play in the church. That's why they feel like, but what's the point? Because they do have the zeal, they have the energy, but they feel like, but where can I use it or put it? Because not everyone is called to be a child of Mary. Not everyone is called to be an altar server. It's even worse because some churches and parishes, there's an age limit. Would by the time you're 17, so you're pulling by altar server, and then become what? I don't know how to sing. I'm not going to be a choir. I don't want to be a child of Mary. I don't want to, okay, I'm an altar server. At this particular age, what do I do? You know,
then you move on to young to adult groups or something like that.
Who do what? That's the thing. Who do what? Because hence, turning into example, yeah, and say because I had a passion for writing, at least I identified a gap.
Yes.
So now, as a young person, you know you have a special talent in something. Identify a gap in what your particular church needs, and then use your talent to try and solve. I won't even say the problem, but the gap that you see.
So you're saying that you move from there, you know, I'm making an example of young adults.
Yeah.
You know, what is it that they do? So you're talking about being practical.
Mm.
As young adult group, maybe we're there, but what do? We just have meetings and so on. We don't have any practical thing to do. Or we meet once a week to go and support a home or something like that. Is that practical enough for you or not really?
It depends on the intention. I think it is practical. Hence, you should go to Endowards because it's cutting his name. From experience, we'd go to, okay, after mass, we meet as young people.
Mm.
We talk about the same things and then there are no actions. Mm. And you're like, but then it's a waste of my time and my energy because sometimes I might want to remember they like taking advantage of the fact that Lon was active. So she will do everything. She will announce. She will go to AMA meetings with dinner. She will represent the diocese. She will go to the main world with day. She will do like we are Katala now.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You have to be realistic. So I think with young people now, we should take initiative and stop relying on other people because, like, as much as we love serving God, but I don't want to feel like I'm taking advantage of, you know, for my faith and my services to the church. So we have to be practical, not as young people. As much as we say, but the church is not supporting us, what are you doing to say, the church is not supporting you? Do you have a real-life experience that says, no, but I came up with a certain initiative, but by Anglendazel. So I think those hands, you should use your talent to identify that gap or whatever. Try raise it up with your PPC and whatever. If they don't want to support to do anything, then these are the issues that we have to address and talk about as young people because we are losing many, many young people to other churches because we feel like we're not given that platform to serve God.
The question of ownership.
Mm.
As a young person, you must feel that this church is yours. It doesn't belong to Mr. Whoever or Mrs. Whoever who's the chairperson of the PPC. Mm.
And coming to think of it, Renakhanya, I mean, God relies on young people to revolutionize. Oh, slow move. Or transform.
Revolutionize. Yeah.
Yes. The church or even the world. I mean, look at Abantana Besafatim. Mary showed herself to young people. And look at how much we love the rosary because of these young people.
Yes.
Jesus himself was a youth, if you think about it. He started his ministry at the age of 30. He was crucified at the age of 33. 2,000 years later, we worship and we praise him.
Mm-hmm.
So now don't say just because I'm young, I don't have a role. You have to take action. You have the energy. Take that energy and the initiative that you have and move the church forward because the church needs young people to move forward at the end of the day. We can't just relax and say, the youth are the future of tomorrow. Your future starts today. What are you doing today to make the tomorrow better? Because in life, or time doesn't wait for you to sulk or to sit down or do whatever. Life goes forward. So what are you doing today to make our church better tomorrow?
So there you are. And of course, keeping the faith is part of it. Serving the Lord, but really keeping the faith while we're using our talents as well. You have to keep the faith and you have to work hard. This is what the altar servers of Mazenot are saying in this one. Tisetang tumelo. And that's basically what you're saying, Kat. Use your talents, but remain firm in the faith.
Yes.
Take ownership of the church.
Yes.
By being in the band, that's a practical thing to do, right?
Yes, if you can
see. By being in the youth ministry, by using your own talents as well.
Proclaiming, cleaning.
Proclaiming, yes.
Anything that you know you're good at.
In fact, even cleaning. You're right by saying, because you know, some people say, you know, maybe I'm I'm too whatever to actually clean.
Mm.
But even that is talent.
Yeah.
The people who come in and clean and you think, what were you doing here? I have to now take a broom and clean again.
Yeah. And then you see the altar and the flowers, like, and it's beautiful. So that's something you can do for the show.
Yeah, that flower arranging thing, something I can never do. But you go to some parishes and you see how the flowers are arranged.
Yeah.
And think, how did they think about that?
You see? So everyone has a role to play.
Yes, you can be creative in the parish.
Yes.
Whether it's putting up posters or whatever, just the way to do it.
Yes.
In fact, even deciding on where the lights are in the church, you've been creative, you know that.
Yeah. Plumbers, anything. Like, because there's so much that the church needs help with.
Yes.
That you don't know you can provide help with. Like, just take time, maybe speak with the parish priest and find out what's happening, what would you like, you know, to see happen, like, in terms of the church. And then you don't know, maybe there might be something he says that you know you're good at, and then there it is. You know,
it's 2018, it's the new year. What are your thoughts on New Year's resolutions?
I gave up making New Year's resolutions,
because
I feel like every day you don't need to wait for another year to change to be a better person. You can wake up at a particular day and be like, you know what, life didn't work yesterday, let me get back up today and make it work. So me, resolutions, no. But I try to be really a better person, because New Year does somehow, psychologically, it gives you new hope, you know, that fresh start. You know, it's a new year, last year didn't work out for me. Hopefully God has something better in store for me. So for me, it's just the hope of hopefully things will be better than they were the previous year.
So you didn't dream, you dreamt about being a writer someday and so on. It wasn't a New Year's resolution the year that you started Catholic Journey, that this year I'm going to...
No, it started. Nkumulang palama sofu mamamang shai. Wutuwana wata nuk palama sofu na mabonda.
I think every child does that. My son does that. And you're like, take that pen.
Yeah. So it's always... I knew that I wanted to make a living or do something for God with writing.
Yeah.
It's what I love doing. I think I'm good at that. So, yeah. So, for me, it was easy to know and identify where it is I want to be in my life. So, even near Catholic Journey, it started a long time ago. Because I remember we tried doing it when there was another priest. And I was like, Father, I have an idea. We're using newsletter for the church. Angela, the way... Then we wanted to call it Maryvotion. Because we wanted to dedicate it to Mother Mary. It was with me, Nutabang, my friend, and Father was like, I was like, it's too much.
Yes.
And then 2013, we were like, no, let me approach these priests and tell them my idea. They liked it. And then, yeah, they gave me their blessings. And yeah, we did it at a church level, parish level, and then we grew until where it is today.
13 minutes to 3 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. And so maybe you just wrote matric, maybe you've passed, and you're excited for the year 2018. Kati, what would be your message?
My message would be, welcome to the real world. And it's a very exciting time. You are no longer protected by the walls of the school, but it's now a matter of you making informed and adult decisions. But make sure it's those decisions that you make are filled with prayer. If you go into varsity next year, maybe you'll be exposed to living alone for the first time without the guidance of Abazali. So don't do things you'll regret. Do something today that your future self will be very thankful for. So focus on your education. Focus on your Catholic faith. There are acts. There's e-acts.
At universities.
Universities. So if you feel, I can't afford to go to church every Sunday because I'm shalagute, inquire. There is an act organization where you can be a part of. Do something to make sure your Catholic faith is as, you know, burning as it is now. And don't do something you'll regret in the future.
I'm also thinking about those who've passed and have no hope going forward. I have no money to go to university right now.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that you have to do is, even nalaba baqala matric this year, inquire about bursaries. You know, don't wait until the last minute to go to your anginamali. I mean, there are bursaries out there. Do your homework, do your research. Don't expect things to come falling on your lap. Try and take initiative for your future. Oh, it's okay. Ngiyabona ekhaya isimo sikho sharp. You speak with the parents. So what are we going to do next year? I'm taname ngathi imali. Inquire about bursaries. If maybe you are not fortunate enough to meet the standards of doing that, maybe you want to upgrade your matric, maybe you can try to do that. If so, maybe try find maybe a job, you know. People, okay, I like saying Nguti, even though I was fortunate to go to college, but mina ugenza my postgraduate ngazibhatalela without relying on my mother. So how I did that, I being a student at the time, I used to be a freelancer, so I'd freelance for various magazines and I would get maybe paid to rent per word, and the whole article will allow me to maybe be paid 2,000 per article. Maybe if I'm lucky enough to write maybe two articles is 4,000. I use that money to register at UNISA, and then other times as I continue freelancing, I would use that money instead of buying these things, I would use that money to buy textbooks, I would use that money to pay for my fees and stuff. So it's possible if you just maybe work out a strategy or a plan to how can I try take my way forward. So do freelancing gigs, volunteer, find out how you can maybe find a job. Don't think any job is too small. You don't know if maybe I become a waiter or something. You don't know what lomuntu yomseva uyiphosa ukuphidinga ban. Just by smiling and giving the best services, maybe that might be a platform for you to maybe move to another place. So ungawunyathi any job that you feel ukuthi okwamanje I'm going to use that job to find ways and means to make income, to see ukuthi ngingaziqhubekisa kanjani in life. You know, so be humble enough to say ukuthi I'm going to work as much or as hard as I can, and then find ways and means to just better yourself with a lot of research. Research, do your homework, find out there. Don't just sit and wait for information or for life or for success to come on your lap. It's not going to happen. You have to work hard. You have to. Unfortunately, there's no easy way to success. You have to work hard for the success you want. And stop being complaining and being jealous of other people. Work for the success you want.
Stop waiting for handouts. Go out there and get it. Just like in soccer, you know, you don't wait for the ball, you go get it from the man.
Yes, you go snatch it from yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it's about. And don't forget to guys. Pray hard and have faith, and just don't lose faith in God. You know, every day and everything has a season. Maybe it might not be a season now, but you don't know what next year or next month has in store for you. Have hope and just read people who inspire you. There are many celebrities people look up to. Read Uguti, how did they get to where they are, you know. So find motivational books to keep you motivated. Read these biblical characters who suffered, but when you think about it, Job, you know, suffered, but eventually God blessed him. So find ways and means to motivate yourself, and make sure that you are in the company of people who are driven. So make sure with the company as well, you protect it, because if you're in the wrong company, yeah, we all know what's going to happen.
It's always the wrong company that
that derails you. So protect your space. Protect, if you don't owe anyone any explanation. If you feel with this person is not of good service to your faith, to your future, let them go. As simple as that.
You know, young people suffer from FOMO. You know what that means?
Fear of missing out?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm at university, and so all my friends are going that way. I must follow them. Or I've failed matric. I wasn't able to go through because of maybe other things that are happening. And so my friends say, you know, I'm not going to repeat my trick. And so what do? I also follow them. I join that band. I'm not going to repeat my trick. And that affects your future.
Yeah. I think it's a Japanese saying that says, Uguti, show me your friends and I'll see who you are. So you can't claim, Uguti, me, I'm whatever certain person or my certain character is like this. Masbona Mangan Mako will be like, yo. So, so you, like, really, like, young people, there's nothing wrong with Uthanda Izinto, but work hard for Lizu Zinto Lezo. There's no such thing as, Yabana Linda Bazama Plaza, Nyankela, young girls, Ningapilizi, Imizi Abantu. One day you're going to want to be married, and you don't want the same thing to happen to you, because karma is real. So, please, work for the money you want. Work for that Gucci bag that you want. It's all about hard work. Really, it's all about hard work. So protect yourself, protect your future, and make, like, always know that uNkulunkulu watches over you. uNkulunkulu kubheke lapha actions wakho. I said it before. Do something today that your future self will be thankful for. Don't do things now and then you're going to regret it later, because rather fail knowing that you tried rather than living in regret with, oh my gosh, I should have tried. You know, so protect yourself. If a company is not good, you don't owe them an explanation. Leave. As simple as that.
Leave.
Leave.
It's as easy as that.
Yes.
011-452-7115. Let's see if we can take your calls there. If you have anything to share in your mind, anything to contribute to this conversation, we have a few minutes before we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. 011-452-7115. That's the number to dial here in the studio at Radio Veritas.